Time for sports on DWS, and here's Scott Beatty.
Good morning, Dave. The longest winning streak on record in the nation came to an end last night. Number 9, Stanford toppled number 1, UConn in women's basketball, 71-59. UConn's streak of 90 consecutive victories began on November 16, 2008. The Fighting Illini women's basketball team will need another 89 wins to match that mark, but one's a start. Illini easily handled Minnesota last night, 64-50 in the Big Ten opener at home. Charisma Penn notched her fifth consecutive double-double with 20 points and 16 rebounds. Four bowl games were played yesterday. Washington surprised number 19 Nebraska, 19-7 in the Holiday Bowl. North Carolina eclipsed Tennessee in double overtime, 30-27 at the Music City Bowl. The Pinstripe Bowl goes to Syracuse, 36-34 over Kansas State. And Army wins the Armed Forces Bowl, 16-14 over SMU. Marcus Jordan, son of Michael Jordan, scored 22 of his 26 points in the second half to help number 19 Central Florida rally to a 68-62 win over Princeton. The 13-0 Knights are one of seven remaining Division I undefeated teams. The Big Ten was idle last night, but three games are on tap today. You can hear all of them on DWS starting at 11 a.m. Northwestern visits Purdue, followed by Minnesota versus Michigan State, and Ohio State at Indiana caps it off. The Illini will host Wisconsin on Sunday afternoon. In the NBA, Portland topped Utah 100-89. Former Illini Darren Williams had 19 points. NHL, San Jose Sharks beat the Chicago Blackhawks 5-3. The Hawks dropped their second in a row. San Jose goalie Anthony Niemi made 26 saves in his first appearance at the United Center since being with the Blackhawks last year. He's 3-0 against his former club. And that's a look at sports, Dave. You know where the Pinstripe Bowl is?
Yankee Stadium,
correct? That's right.
Yeah, I've followed that much anyway.
Yeah.